This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. senators will receive a classified briefing on February 15th on the Chinese balloon that was shot down by the U.S. military, according to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. The briefing will also include information on how the U.S. stacks up against China militarily. A U.S. military fighter jet shot down that suspected spy balloon, as we said, off the eastern coast of the U.S. state of South Carolina Saturday, a week after it first entered U.S. airspace. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham reports.
An obvious overreaction. That's what the Chinese Defense Ministry called the U.S. shooting down of an unmanned Chinese airship in the United States. China reserves the right to use the necessary means to deal with similar situations, said Ministry spokesman Tang Kefei in a statement on Sunday. President Joe Biden told reporters he had issued an order on Wednesday to take down the balloon, but the Pentagon had recommended waiting until it could be done over open water to safeguard civilians from debris crashing to Earth.
That was Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham.
Credo che è per l'India il prossimo anno, credo. 29 settembre vado a Marsiglia.
Pope Francis said Sunday he's planning to visit India next year and is studying a possible trip that would be a first. During his flight back to Rome from South Sudan, the Pope confirmed that he would be in Lisbon, Portugal for World Youth Day the first week of August. He said he'd participate in a September meeting of Mediterranean bishops in Marseille, France. The Pope added there was the possibility that he would fly from Marseille to Mongolia, which would be a first for a pope. Pope Francis wound up a peace mission to South Sudan Sunday, urging the people to make the